Well, let's start start with Mike this time.
Ah, right.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you on Mike?
No, you can start with me.
Are you all right with that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, anytime, you know me. I'll talk about the economy anytime.
Go on then.
It's what I mean, you know, as most people should know by now, I spend 12 hours a day doing it, and my wife certainly knows. And again, you know, a lot of people ask me, they say, well, why do you have all this, I don't know, opinions or whatever? And I don't really call them opinions because they're mainly based on facts. They're not just opinions formulated out the air. Why? Because that's my life, and I spend 12 hours a day, and I have done for 30 years, and that's what I do. So that's why people come to me and want me to give them an opinion on what's going on, specifically at the moment on the EU, because a lot of people just can't get a real feel for what's actually happening. And you know what? It is no different to a period when I spent 2 years of my life doing nothing but watching the EU, which was 91, 92, and leading up to the ERM collapse. And there's no different. You're still running with a load of politicians who think you can put together a whole load of disparate economies who all work in different ways and make it a union.
Well, I was just about to ask you that question, but you've just answered it. Yeah. Did you think at the time that it could possibly work?
No.
You
know, and it didn't work in 91, 92, and it won't work now, because at the end of the day, let's go back to that five-letter word that I mentioned on here, and it caused quite a stir. A lot of people came to me in the street and started talking to me about it. Trust. Would you ever, ever trust half of these countries to operate in a legal, disciplined manner? No. It's not even a question, is it? Would you trust a Spanish government in crisis to do the right thing? No. Would you trust an Italian government to do the right thing anytime? No. Would you trust the Greek government even to know what right is? No.
So it's quite harsh, though, Mike.
It's not harsh. It's real. It's real, Siobhan. We're in a world where...
But you trust the British government?
I would trust the British government an awful lot more than I trust an awful lot of other governments, which actually is one of the reasons why the British people don't like Europe, because they see that they do things properly, only for the French to do it somewhere different, and then the Spanish to do it different again, and then the Greeks to do it different again. Now, if you've got that sort of thing going on, how can you ever have a union? It's impossible. Why should the Germans pay for the Greeks to retire at 50 and the French to retire at 60 when they retire at 65? It's just a ridiculous notion that you can ever put this together and make it work. Now, what I did do this week, and it was very interesting because I dug out something, and I'm trying to find it on my system now, because to me, a lot of people felt that when the Spanish and the Italians came out that meeting and the EU said, we've got an agreement 2 weeks ago, do you remember? We've got an agreement, everything's fine, you know, we've got a banking union. Now, a guy that I follow in the Daily Telegraph, Ambrose Evans Pritchard, who was the guy who stole my Greek bond story about 2 years ago, but that doesn't matter because he can get it out in the public, I can't. When you look at what he said, he wrote a very scathing piece on Angela Merkel saying she has broken the law by agreeing this. Then a guy called Bertrand Benoit, sounds French more than German maybe, who is the head of division, international media, Federal Ministry of Finance for Germany.
Mm.
Wrote a letter to Ambrose, and I'll just read it out to you very quickly. It says here, the Commission, he says here, just a quick line regarding your piece, Merkel breaks German law. Here is the relevant section of the June 29th Euro Area Summit statement. The Commission will present proposals on the basis of Article 1276 for a single supervisory mechanism shortly. We ask the Council to consider these proposals as a matter of urgency by the end of 2012. So, not done. We ask them to consider proposals by the end of 2012. When an effective single supervisory mechanism is established involving the ECB, four banks in the euro area, the ESM could, not will, could, following a regular decision, following, not now, have the possibility, not done, to recapitalise banks directly. Can you see how many conditions there are in that? Mm. It is just phenomenal how the press want to grab a headline and call it done, whereas the reality is something completely different. But the politicians, of course, wanted to please their populace, so that they went home and said, done! Now, that destroys trust. To me, that just completely destroys any trust that the population can have in their politicians. Because now we've got the Spanish people realising that there was no agreement. We've got the Italians realising there was no agreement. The Germans now give Merkel the highest rating she's had for some years because they are clever enough to work out there was no agreement. You know, and to me it's just, it's almost simple to work it out, but we live by headlines. And the population is led by
headlines.
What's going
to happen if there isn't an agreement, though? Is it just going to carry on? Is that what they're looking for?
Well, the markets will force some sort of agreement or no agreement. It's now binary. You will either get an agreement or you'll get a collapse. And that's what you've got now. You've got two options. You've got integration or disintegration. Now, in my view, and in most people's view who think about it, you will not get integration. Because until you get every single country to agree to every single rule and to abide by those rules, why should the Germans pay for it? Mm. Why should they? So I don't see that you're going to ever get that agreement. So to me, you get disintegration. Now, it depends on how it happens now, whether one or two countries pop out the top of the euro, which I think is the favoured way. So Finland, pop out the top, leave the rest and let the euro fall dramatically so that the rest can be competitive again. Right. I think that's the least dangerous and least costly way of doing it.
Mike, we must take another break and we'll be back after this.